Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you from the Broken Tree Ranch in Shingle Springs, California, you are listening to Ghostwriter Paranormal Radio in Studio B, live on blogtalkradio.com.
Each other all this time, and I cannot remember a year
without a shuttle mission going up, without us at the end of the mission getting our customary stickers with it's a collectible sticker that you get from NASA, and all the contractors get these, you know, and we build the shuttle OMS engines, which you've probably seen these. These are the pods on the side of the shuttle, and they're actually used to push it into orbit and out of orbit. But, this is the last flight of Discovery, and what's really interesting is there's a lot of firsts with that spacecraft. And the thing is that they've extended the mission, I think, a couple of days. So it should be, I think, Tuesday she comes down. And what is going to happen is if it lasts that long or a little longer, that spacecraft will have accumulated one total year in orbit. And for its whole service lifetime. So imagine that, human beings inside a ship that's reusable like that, accumulating an entire year of service. Now, you know, that's not so big a deal with satellites or with the space station, but for a vehicle that launches, reenters, goes back up and down, and, you know, is basically rebuilt every time it, you know, goes through a launch cycle, you know, that's an amazing feat. So I'm just amazed at the durability of that spacecraft and what it's done for the country. And Hubble, they launched Hubble from it. Multiple recovery missions for Hubble for refits and things like that. And here I am nearing the end of my career, and so too has Discovery. So it's we're basically in parallel. Anyway, there's also some news here before I get into other things, but. If you go on the Fox News website, go take a look, and you'll see NASA is claiming that they have found evidence of alien life in meteorites. And this has a lot more evidence to support it. I'm going to go ahead and post the link for everybody right here, if I can get that to here we go. Got it. Okay, so they have found evidence of structures that look suspiciously like regular life forms you would find on terrestrial bodies like us, our planet, the only place we know that life is from. But now these particular meteorites are very unusual in that these structures are there, and they're spotting life forms with structures like we've never seen before. So this, you know, it's a well-researched paper, and there's a lot going on before this really becomes a fact, but you heard it here first, is it's quite likely alien life, and that the universe seems to be more capable of creating life just out there and bringing it to the Earth than we ever thought possible. So amazing stuff going on. And finally, this is kind of the funniest thing I've ever seen. Before we get into it, this here is a news story. The birthday suit therapist, only in New York City would this happen. This is a naked therapist. I swear to God, this is true. Sarah White, she conducts naked therapy sessions for troubled New Yorkers. And she's not actually, quote, a real therapist yet. She's studying psychology. But I thought that was the funniest thing I've ever seen. And, of course, she's getting quite a bit of male clientele, go figure. So anyway, I thought that was a funny bit of business here. And I don't see my friend yet on air, so I may be having to try to do readings by myself here if she doesn't call in. Gosh darn, it's an hour 21 minutes, and here I am, I've got a show running. Well, we're going to just have to make this work somehow, by gosh. So, the number, by the way, here in the studio, Studio C, I'm going to call it now because I'm in my sick bed. The number is 646-478-0377, and yes, I have my voice back, but it sounds like a different man right now. I'm not my normal self here, guys. So anyway, that was the news, and I really wonder where my guest is, because she was going to be on at 8:30 and dial in and just wait. So I'm going to just go ahead and press forward. Let me see here. We got, if one of you could call in so we could have a conversation and talk about stuff going on. Frank's always good for that. So is Jeannie. So is Priestley. Scott's always good for a combo talk here. That'd be good. Find out what's going on in your lives. But, some things going on with GRI. We've been offline for a long time as a paranormal group, and Hope is saying I'm going to have to check and see if I could do naked therapy at work. Oh, God. What about what troubles Pennsylvania and Scott Wise says? Well, I guess, you know, well, actually, she does this over the Internet. So, you know, wherever you're at, she'll take your $150 for each session, I guess. It's the damnedest thing I've ever seen. Anyway, but GRI is back in online. Ah, I see my guest. She is there. So she has dialed in. So, but GRI, Ghostwriter Investigations, is back on track. We actually have our first two missions planned, and the first one is going to be out at, it's a day hunt to kind of refamiliarize ourselves with this foreign thing called ghost hunting, actually hunting for ghosts. So we're going to go out and do a day trip, and whoever shows up and meets me at the Pioneer Cemetery over at Marshall Gold Discovery Park on the 20, let me get the date here, I'm pulling it up here, the 26th of March, at about 10 o'clock in the morning, I'll be out there, rain or shine, and we're going to do some EVP work and go out and just have ourselves a high old time, bring a lunch, you know, dress for the occasion, you know, and the weather, whatever that may be that day. But we're definitely going to get out there and get EVPs. There's a lot of ghosts out there, and it's extremely haunted, and they know us. They know GRI, and they're always really good to us when we go there. We always get good EVPs there. So, the next thing is the Navy investigation. I have been in contact with the caretaker at our facility we're going to be going to, and we're trying to shoot for April 2nd, 1st and 2nd, and April 8th and 9th, one or the other dates. So that's all being planned out. We've got about 6 slots open, and we're not quite sure who all is going to be able to go. But that's all being drawn up, so we're going to hit that place. It's huge. I mean, this facility is big, and it is, I think it's well over 150,000 square feet. So, you know, no power in there. We're going to have to bring our own generator, and I'm not even sure we'll have bathrooms. So a lot of that going on. We'll definitely be challenged to, you know, fully hunt the place. I think we're going to be going back multiple times, but we're going to try a new technique. We're going to not collect so much evidence there. What we're going to do is rotate teams, and when a team comes back, they're going to analyze their evidence on the spot, and that way we can keep it down to a manageable level, see what we have right on the spot, and then collect all that and do our report off of that. So it's just impossible to try to round up investigators to get all that evidence in one place, and then you got to put 40 hours in to do the work. So a lot going on in our planning, and we're also daring to have fun. Oh, my God, actually having fun with investigations. So anyway, my friend Brenda here is here on the phone, and she is going to be doing the readings tonight, and so I encourage you all to call in. The number is 646-478-0377. So we'll introduce Brenda. I've known her for more years than I care to remember. What I didn't realize was that she was a medium like me. And when she heard my plight with me sick, I was looking around going, well, I'm going to try to get a medium. And she goes, well, I can do that. And I went, huh? Boy, it surprises me. So anyway, I'm going to bring her on. Here she is. Hello, Brenda.
Hello, John. I'm so sorry that I'm late, but I'm here.
Yeah, I was getting kind of like desperate. I was doing fill-in material, and I was going, I know she's going to call in because she's good. But something got in the way, so I was tap dancing. It was fun.
I'm so sorry, but I am here now.
Okay. Well, you know, number one, I've known you for quite some time. We go back, I'm not going to say 20 years, but I'd say about, you know, 10, 11, 12 years.
A long time.
But I didn't know you did mediumship. And I mean, how did you get into that part of it in your life?
I've always been clairvoyant. I was clairvoyant as a child. And just as I started getting, when I became a teenager, I started actually doing readings for people, and my interest in it just grew, and I actually started studying tarot cards, but I find that I work a lot better just directly without actually using divination tools like tarot cards. So it's really just fun for me. I actually really enjoy doing readings.
Okay. Well, now, everybody, this is her first time doing readings on the air, and she couldn't be in better hands because, you know, we're all here to protect her, and everybody say a nice thank you to Brenda for being here and doing this for us. So I'm going to be manning the consoles and, you know, making the show do all of its engineering stuff and occasionally opining now and then if I do get a particular thing myself. But right now my head is basically made of cottage cheese. So I don't think I'm going to be getting too many psychic impressions tonight. So anyway, I do have a caller out there, area code 785. And again, you know, go ahead and dial in, everybody. We're going to be moving through doing readings. And yep, we got another one right out there. So 510, I see you. So 785, you're on the air.
Yes, hello. This is Hope.
Hi, Hope. How are you?
I am doing wonderful. How are you?
I'm doing okay. And what can I help you with tonight?
Yes, I'd like a reading.
Okay. I actually see a lot of really positive things around you right now. And sometimes it helps for me if I actually have questions. So is there anything that you are interested in or wanting me to actually look at directly?
Yes, it's my college career. I'm going back to school to get my master's in psychology.
Okay. Do you work with children by any chance?
Yes, I do. I do an after-school program for children that have severe emotional disorder.
Okay. I you're very, very good at that. I see a lot of positive around you in that field. There's a lot of compassion in you, and you actually are a natural healer. So you have an understanding with children, and they're very comfortable with you. So I see a lot of success around you in that particular field. There may be a little bit of difficulty with schooling coming towards the end of the schooling, but I see that difficulty will pass, and from that point on, you will be extremely successful.
Okay.
Did you have any other questions or anything else in particular that you wanted me to look at?
No, that was my main concern about school and having the time to do the school, because my job is, you know, takes up a lot of my time.
Right, right. It's a balancing act. It really is. It's finding that happy medium between time, between your personal life and school and all of that. But I feel that the direction that you're going is a really good direction for you. So it's really worth making that balance work. And finding that happy medium in between. So I definitely see a lot of positive there for you.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome. You're very welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. That was a good first intro reading to radio. Yeah, you did great. Let's see, we're going to bring on 510, and if there are any other callers that want to call in, the number is 646-478-0377. Otherwise, she has to read me. So that's going to be a lot of fun.
Which I'm scared about.
I'm not so bad. Right now, mainly I'm just going to try to find out, am I done with all this sick crud? So anyway, here we go. 510, you're on the air.
Hi. Good evening.
Good evening.
How are you?
What is your first name?
My first name's Gillian.
Hello, and how can I help you?
I had questions about career. I was laid off a few weeks ago, and I was wondering what you saw coming up for me.
Okay. I see a couple of weeks where it's going to be hard. I mean, the job market out there is not easy, so it's going to be a lot of really, really hard work. For some reason, and I sometimes get odd images that may not make a lot of sense, but I was taught just to go ahead and put out there what I see. But I'm seeing books around you for some reason. I'm actually maybe seeing the possibility of being in a bookstore or Have you ever pursued anything in the law field, like maybe being a paralegal, anything like that?
That's actually where I was laid off from. I was laid off from a law firm.
Really, oh. Really. Mm-hmm. I definitely see something very strong around you as in paralegal work. So it's definitely worth pursuing that and keeping up with that particular field. But it is going to be difficult. You're going to have to really put yourself out there because there's a lot of competition out there right now. And I think particularly in that particular field, there is. But definitely keep pursuing it.
Do you have an approximate idea of when something might come into play for me?
I'm seeing about 2 months, about 6 weeks to 2 months. If you really keep up on it, though, you're going to have to really keep up on it.
6 weeks. Do you see anything with, like, children as far as, like, a career with children?
The paralegal is really, really strong around you. With children, were you interested in becoming a teacher or anything like that?
Well, no, it's just curious to me because I've gotten other readings and people have told me that they see me eventually working with children.
For some reason, and again, I'm getting the bookstore thing, which is really odd. So maybe that's what will happen with children. I'm actually seeing you around books, which may actually be children's books. And that may not make a lot of sense right now, but it may make sense later on in the future. But it is a possibility, but I definitely see the paralegal work as a really strong thing around you.
Okay. So just keep going at it and keep kind of sending out my resume and stuff.
Right. Keep very focused on that because, like I said, there's a lot of competition out there right now, but I think if you really stay focused, it's something that you can definitely make happen. But it'll be about 6 weeks to 2 months, I think.
Is this thing that you want to do with the children, it sounds to me like you want that to happen.
But I want it to happen?
Yeah, you want to work with children.
Yeah, well, you know, I guess sometimes you get readings and it doesn't really, it's not something that you're aware of right away. And, you know, I've been told that people have said that, oh, you know, you have like a burning desire to work with kids. And it's always kind of been in the back of my mind, but it just wasn't anything that I thought of pursuing. So I was just curious.
If that's something that's like a sub theme going on, just keep your eyes peeled for an opportunity where those kinds of things may come into the paralegal framework, or in volunteer type situations where you're going to test yourself, because the past is not the future, and as much as there is quote destiny, there's also free will, and where you're going to go. That's part of the reason you're here on this planet is that free will aspect. So, and despite the fact that I'm operating at a limited capacity with one cylinder instead of all of them, I'm going to mirror, what Brenda is saying as far as your immediate future. But the longer term thing, I think you can pretty much call your own shots. I really think that, what's being offered to you in this whole thing is a chance to explore. This is sort of the reason for the layoff. And, you're going to, I would tend to think, the 6 weeks to two and a half months, that sounds about right. But here's your chance to kind of dream,
Definitely.
Yeah. So best of luck to you.
Thank you. Would it be okay if I asked another question?
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead. We've got a lot of callers on, so we'll just
okay.
One more question.
Just about love, if you see anybody coming in to my space.
The famous love question. What I usually tell people who ask me that question is, to me, you have to kind of work on the things that are holding you back first. So right now your focus, I think, really needs to be the job and getting that into place. I do see a possibility for a relationship for you, but I don't think that's in the near. I don't think that's going to happen for a while. I'm seeing more towards the end of the year. But I would definitely stay focused on the job of it first, because once you're a whole and happy person, then you can make that relationship with someone a better relationship.
Right. Okay. Okay, great.
So,
thank you so much. Oh, go ahead.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
All right, thank you. Have a good night.
You too.
Have a good night. Gosh, Brenda, you answered that just like I would. that's the thing is the whole thing with love, is so difficult because, as mediums, it's one thing, we talk to dead people and we're real good with whispering in and whispering in our ears. But when it comes to the stuff in real life, the day-to-day life, you hit it right on the head. It's the first things first thing. And she'll lay the groundwork. So, well, hey, we've got more callers, and it's a full house here tonight. We've got 978,
really?
And then I see 707 and 510. So we're going to go ahead and take the 978 call. And 978, you are on the air with Brenda.
Hello.
Hi, how are you tonight?
Good. Hi, John. It's Frank.
Hi, Frank.
Hi.
How you doing, Brenda?
I'm just fine. And what can we do for you tonight?
I'd like to get a reading, just whatever you pick up.
Okay. I am seeing a little bit of job concern around you right now. I don't know why that's coming through, but I am definitely seeing that. Are there concerns with job around, with career or job around you?
Yeah, it would be nice to have a job.
I'm seeing this may sound weird, but I'm seeing like college professor or something of that, some instructional type of career around you. Am I going in the right direction?
Yeah, that's a strong possibility in the long term, yes, to become a college professor.
Are you? I definitely that's something that's very very strong around you, something that would be is a very good choice for you. Is it history that you're interested in?
Not exactly, more like science, but
science.
Gravitating towards more of a humanistic approach right now. Considering take a little break away from science and going to writing for some time.
Okay. I do see a manuscript around you. Are you working on a manuscript?
I'm working on a big paper right now, actually.
Oh, you are.
Okay.
Writing is definitely a very strong point around you. That's definitely something that you do have a strong direction going into. But definitely the being a professor is definitely through very, very strong. So that's the right direction for you to go. Did you have any questions or anything else that you wanted me to look at?
On deadline, do you see grad school in the horizon?
I see there's definitely a lot of schooling around you. And there's a lot of writing around you as well. So I see a lot of activity with schooling and writing. But even though it's a long path, there's a long journey ahead of you, it's definitely worth the effort and the dedication to it, because I do see a very positive result in the end for that for you. Did you have any other questions or anything else?
Okay, just maybe to be a little bit on the head, do you see me on school in the fall? Because I'm graduating for undergrad on the next 5 weeks, hopefully.
Okay.
And from then on, possibly going into a master's program in the fall, which will be more in writing if I go to that. But that's still, I'm not sure yet if it's going to manifest. And that will be sort of like my transition point to do a few things and for myself and then go back to maybe higher level study so I can eventually become a professor.
I definitely do see you back in school. I see a lot of schooling around you. it's definitely worth all of the effort, because I do see a very positive end result, and you would be a fantastic professor, because that definitely came through really, really strong when I first started talking to you. So that definitely is a very good career path for you.
So just to clarify my mind, so you see me in school through this year, like you didn't see me taking a big break from school.
I see you more going back to school more towards the fall. So I do see a couple of months of break in between now and the fall. But I do definitely see you going back to school in the fall.
Okay. Makes sense. Thank you. That was great, actually.
You're very welcome. My pleasure.
Take care, Frank. Appreciate you.
Get better, John.
Hey, I will.
And I heard you laughing through that.
I loved it because Frank's a regular caller, and I've done a lot of work with him on EVP, on-air EVP and stuff like that when I'm normally in studio. And he is extremely intelligent man, and has always got some interesting thing to talk about when we come on. And, you didn't know him from anybody, and you hit it right on the head with him, and I was just laughing. I'm like, holy moly, she nailed that guy. So, anyway, I'm going to go ahead and put Frank on hold. I think he's just going to listen in.
Okay.
So we're going to bring 707 on the air, and there are slots open here for other callers. I do see the 510. And if you want a reading from Brenda, the number is 646-478-0377. And we're going to go ahead and bring on 707. You're on the air.
Hi, John. Hi, Brenda.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. I'd like to know what you see coming up for me.
Okay.
What's your name there, hon?
Oh, I'm sorry. Valerie.
Oh, hi, Valerie.
Hi, Valerie.
Hi.
And
you just launched right into it. I was just like, oh, I don't even know who we're talking to.
So something coming up for you in the near future. This may sound really strange, but I'm getting kind of an odd feeling about a car situation. Is there something going on around you involving an automobile or a car?
Not yet.
I don't know why I'm feeling that, but sometimes I get really just really odd images in my head. But that's something that's coming through. I am seeing a child around you. Is there a child around you that maybe has been ill or going through a difficult time period?
Not that I know of.
Okay. Okay, for some reason I was feeling a child around you as well. I don't know why I was going in that direction. But something for you in the near future. I definitely am seeing the possibility of a new career in front of you. However, for some reason it feels kind of hazy. It feels like you're kind of indecisive right now as to what you're wanting to do. Did you have any specific questions or anything?
Well, the famous one, of course, the relationship.
Okay. I have a very difficult time with relationship questions because I think that really you need to focus on the person inside that you are first, because relationships have kind of their own way of coming to you, but you actually have to be a whole person first before that relationship will happen. I do see a relationship there, but I'm actually not seeing anything for maybe throughout the rest of this year, maybe not until like maybe March or April of next year. I am seeing the possibility of a relationship, but it feels like there's some things in front of you right now that you actually have to work through first in order to kind of heal yourself and make yourself a little bit stronger person so that you can contribute more to a relationship. Does that make sense?
No.
No,
because I feel like I've done the work.
Okay.
Especially on a spiritual level, I've done the work. And basically, I'm kind of in limbo right now because I really don't need a job. I mean, it'd be nice, but I don't have to have one.
Okay.
And basically, this time is just time I'm just taking for myself, but I'd like to kind of share it if I could, because I don't really have any quote unquote. I mean, I don't. I'm sure you see it, but I don't know it.
I definitely see that there is a time period right now where you need to just kind of focus a little bit on yourself, on making yourself happy. I'm not sure why that's actually coming through the way that it is, but I am definitely feeling that. I do see a relationship there, but probably not till March or April of next year. And it's a very strong relationship at that point that I'm seeing. So I think that you will be very, very happy once you get to that point. But it looks like there's some things that you'll actually will have to work through between now and that time period.
Work through within yourself? I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, Dawn, go ahead.
Work through within myself? Can you give me an idea or a direction I should be working on or with? Because at this point, I don't know.
Okay. It kind of feels like it's just taking that time to kind of get to know yourself a little bit more, maybe become involved in things that you may have not done for a long period of time, kind of getting yourself reacquainted with some of those activities that you used to do. I'm seeing a lot of kind of social type of activities around you, maybe some different types of classes or something to that effect where you're actually around other people.
Yeah, I'm doing that now. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you are.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because that interaction with other people and just kind of doing things that make you happy will kind of make you a stronger and more whole person to make that relationship a little bit stronger and healthier.
Yeah, I do. I understand that. Yes.
The thing is there's also the whole thing of just patience, you know.
Yeah.
And around you, I see impatience in you a little, and it's a helpful critique because I have the same disease, and it is I want it now, and unfortunately I've had to learn in life just to kind of let relax and let things go as they will.
Right.
And when you put it in God's hands, it'll come along when it's supposed to happen.
Oh, yes, in God's hands. I definitely put it in God's hands, yes.
I am getting around you, and I didn't think I'd be doing too well tonight with this, but I'm picking up a few things. And the thing I keep getting with you is, you said spiritual. You have a lot of spirits around you. I mean, are you a medium or a psychic, or do you have a family that's into that? I mean, I just get this feeling.
No, I'm not a medium, but I could usually pick up on how people are feeling.
No, I get the feeling you got some pretty interesting guides, and do you meditate at all?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, I think you've got some really interesting abilities that you could develop even further. You said you've done a lot of the work, and you're just when you think you know a thing or two is when life comes along and throws you a curveball and you find out how little you really know, and that's the time of the greatest learning. So
right.
That's kind of the message from the other side for you that I'm getting is you've learned a bunch. But be open to the fact that there's a lot more lessons to go on for you. And I just have a strong feeling, the element of fun for you it needs to be accentuated. And the other thing is to just the patience and then continue on with no expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And that will open up a lot of doors for you, because when you don't have expectation, then the outcome doesn't mean much. And so if somebody comes along in one of these little no-expectation gatherings and you meet some nice guy, then you're going to be like going, oh, well, that was nice. Or if nothing happens, nothing lost. You had a good time and you came home. So.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I really get a strong feeling of heavy spirituality about you. So, you know, you're doing a lot of good work. Just keep
thank
it up,
you.
You know. Yeah. So, okay.
Okay. Thank you both very much.
Okay.
You're welcome.
God bless. Thank you, Valerie.
Bye-bye.
And let's see. We've got two more callers. We got a we have a Skype caller there. And
really?
I've got a I've got a Skype caller, a 000. So we've got a 510. And I'm going to bring the 510 on.
Hello.
The button will click. Come on. There we go. 510, you're on here.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. This is Camille calling.
Hi, Camille.
Hi. And I'm wondering, what's up ahead for me?
Sorry, I'm in here coughing and the phone medium is turned.
This may sound
probably,
really...
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead, then, my dear.
Go ahead, John.
It's just that was such a general question. I was going,
Well, I can clarify.
I know it would make me go, huh?
Well,
no, go for
what's
it,
up ahead, I guess, especially financially, professionally, career, you know, emphasis on my own security and stability.
I'm seeing, and again, this may sound kind of odd, but I'm seeing some sort of legal activity around you right now. Are you involved in any type of interactions with attorneys or any type of legal activity that's going on around you right now?
Not directly.
Okay.
However, you know, there's always what's unclaimed property or something. A cousin in another city just wrote to me the other day to say, hey, my mom was playing around on this website, and she plugged in your name, and it comes out that you have, like, $200-something in unclaimed property. And I said, oh, yes, I'm aware of this. I just haven't set about taking the legal action to claim it. But, you know, now, because I lost the paperwork, but now that they have, you know, reawakened my interest in this, I know what channels to consult in order to get that ball rolling. It isn't much, but it is something that is rightfully mine. So,
right, and it feels like you've been thinking about that quite a bit here lately for some reason, because that actually came through very strong.
Okay.
I'm not sure why that came through very strong, but it did. So I definitely feel a strength with pursuing that. I think that you will be successful with that. As far as in the future, I am seeing the possibility of maybe a little bit of a career change for you. There's still some kind of indecisiveness as to what direction you're going. I think that there will be an opportunity that's coming to you. Probably within the next, I would say about the next 2.5 months or so, I do see something actually coming to you that may be a little bit unexpected or something that's different from what you've been doing so far. I am seeing a lot of happiness around you, though, once you get to that point. There's a little bit of sadness around you right now. Have you been dealing with a difficult situation around you recently?
Yes, I have. It's just, you know, me putting everything together, putting my life together, and doing work every day, every minute of the day, getting myself reorganized, discarding
right.
things like material and spiritual things, discarding, recycling, redecorating, reusing. And I'm spending a lot of time being introspective and just dealing with it.
Which is definitely a good thing for you to be doing right now. I definitely see that there's a need for that, kind of a need for clearing and just getting more reacquainted with the person that you are becoming, because I do see that you've kind of changed personality-wise somewhere within the recent past. So you're just kind of putting all of that into perspective a little bit to become more acquainted with this new person that you've become. I'm kind of seeing a need for either journal writing or maybe not full journal writing, but just keeping kind of an ongoing kind of letter to yourself, basically, that's these new findings that you're finding about yourself and maybe a little bit more about the direction that you want to go. If you just start kind of writing to yourself, even if it's just a little bit every day, to just kind of keep in touch with those feelings and those changes that you're actually making.
Okay, I'm doing that. Okay.
You're already doing that.
Yeah, I will continue to do that, of course.
I definitely would, because there definitely is, it's very therapeutic for you, and it's actually helping you more than you're realizing right now. Especially if you go back, maybe if you keep writing that throughout this year, and if you go back later on and just reread some of that, you may even learn more about yourself by rereading all of that that you've kept track of.
Okay. Okay.
But I definitely see a lot of very positive changes coming for you.
Oh, good. Like, I've been doing work every day, and what I am finding, especially when I be quiet and still and examine things like astrology, numerology, and tarot, I'm finding that I already know that I am a very creative person, and I feel the urge to shine and take center stage in a big way, and I'm trying to figure a way to do that and make that work for me, be successful, and bring in the money that I deserve.
Do you have an interest in interior decorating or design, anything in that direction?
Here and there. I mean, once upon a time, I did take a course in that, but I didn't keep it up because it didn't fit into my schedule at the time. So
I'm actually feeling that around you. So that may actually be something that you might be interested in going back into and revisiting, because I definitely see that it was something that you were interested in and something that you actually did enjoy. And you might find that now, at this point in your life, if you were to go back and revisit that, you might find that that you have more of an interest in it now.
Really?
So it might be worth kind of revisiting that and maybe just looking into it again.
Hmm. So that's definitely something that in my own home that I am working, doing things with, like taking advantage of the things that are already here. And moving things around and placing objects, and like that's certainly one thing I'm doing at home.
It definitely is something that you have an active interest in, so I would definitely look into it again.
Okay.
Okay.
And does that my present? I don't want to say need, but obviously we all, you know, must have our needs taken care of. And
right.
Is that improving for me?
I definitely see some improvements. There are still things that you need to work on.
Okay.
And as you do that journal writing, that will actually, those things will come through a little bit more in your journal writing. But there are things more on an internal, personal level that I think that you need to work on, and maybe just keep that communication through your journal with yourself, because that will really help you work on those things.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Thanks.
I am going to take a break because your host here needs a little time away for a few minutes. And so what we'll do is we'll take about I need to go blow my nose. I'm so sick and everything. My head is like this big. Anyway, so I'm going to go take care of that business and be back. We're going to go ahead and put some music on. And to the Skype caller, I see you out there. We'll bring you on right after. We had another caller with, I think it was a four area, starting with a four something area code. I saw you out there and you disappeared. So if you want to call back in about 7 or 8 minutes, we'll go ahead and bring you on after. And for anybody else that wants to be read by Brenda, the number is 646-478-0377. You're listening to Soulstream on Blog Talk Radio, and we'll play a little Bumper Arizona for you here. Bye now. We'll be back in a few.
Bye.
On location with the men of the Imperial Forces. All suspects are guilty, period. Otherwise, they wouldn't be suspect, would they?
That's from the kind of a spoof movie in Star Wars called Troops. Anyway, I like that. I always like that bit. Anyway, we're on with Brenda Orr Barnett, and she is... a famous medium now. It's her first time doing mediumship on air. She's doing a great job with us tonight. Yours truly took a quick break because of this flu bug. I'm needing a special time set aside so I could take care of my certain needs. And so I am feeling much better there, and was able to get some medicine pumped in and do all the things I got to do. Anyway, we've got a Skype caller, and then I see a 916 caller, which is from my area, neck of the woods. 916 is in the Sacramento area. So I see you out there, 916. So anyway, Skype caller, be aware that I am the quickest hand in the West. If it turns out to be somebody with a prank call, I can cut you off with no trouble at all. So we're just going to make that you are a good person. So here we go. Skype caller, you're on the
hey,
air.
Hey, John.
00. Who we got?
Hey, John, how you doing? This is Steve from from Claranormal. I'm a good guy.
Oh, okay.
Not going to spoof
see.
You.
Oh, okay. And I see who the 916 caller was. My board shifted. I'm sorry. Steve, I had Brenda up top, and then when I came back, everything shifted, and I'm going, who's this 916 caller? And it's my guest. What am I thinking? Anyway, so you're a good guy.
Yeah.
And I've got Brenda on. Brenda, are you back?
Yes, I'm here.
Woohoo.
Hi, Brenda. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing good. You're doing a great job, too. You sound fantastic.
Thank you. Thank you.
I do have a question, though. My question is my life and career on the right track, or do I need to change one or the other, or does one or the other change the other?
Your career. Are you actually considering going back to school or taking like classes? Maybe not for something completely different, but maybe to just kind of advance a little bit in what you're currently doing.
Hasn't crossed my mind.
Okay, I'm definitely seeing you still staying in the profession that you're in right now, but maybe just kind of taking it in a different angle. Do you work independently or own your own business?
Yes.
You do. Yes. I feel there's a lot of strengths around that, but I'm kind of feeling maybe just a little bit of a change to it, maybe taking it to a little bit different direction.
Okay.
Are you in that business? Are you involved in it by yourself, or do you actually have a partnership with someone?
I've got a whole bunch of different ones that I do, some that are my own and just me, and others where I'm involved with other people.
Okay. I'm kind of seeing more of a strength around you with taking that basically independently, with kind of going away from working with other people and focusing more on your own independent direction. I'm seeing a lot of strengths with that. So maybe that change coming towards you is more or less going more independent and working more on your own rather than with other people. I definitely see that really strongly around you.
Okay. Very good.
Is there anything else that you had questions about?
No, I think that nails pretty much my main question, yeah.
Okay,
and,
good.
Know, this keeps you from having to read John because, you know, the world doesn't want need to hear about his world domination just yet. Oops.
I am so far from that. You have no clue.
No, you rock, John. You rock. You got one of the best shows on BTR. No two ways.
Well, thanks. Thanks a lot. You know, despite all the stuff that's gone on, you know, with the sicknesses and all that, I sure appreciate that sentiment. And I decided I'm going to just really press for if I can't do it myself, I'm going to bring in folks who can help me and keep this bloody show moving. So yes, thank you much on that.
Excellent.
And everybody's telling you to use chicken soup, Vicks vapor rub on the chest and throat area, whiskey, honey, and lemon. I think I'll just bathe in the whole damn mess of it. I'll just pour it all in the bathtub. That'll make me better. Okay.
Well, guys, I want to thank you, by the way. I'm going to get off of here so you can continue on. Brenda, thank you very much. And, John, good talking to you.
Okay, you're very, very welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, we got the time is flying by. We've got 30 minutes remaining, and you're doing a great job there, Brenda. We've got two new callers. We have a 510, and then we got a 937. I see you out there, so we will get to you guys. So we're going to start with 510. Here we go. You're on the air, 510.
Oh, no, hello.
Hi, Seth. Hi.
Hi.
And who are we talking to?
Well, this is still Camille. I was just going to hang out and listen in. I'm still in the queue.
You still had your hand up. That's.
Oh, yeah, I tried to turn that off. I guess it didn't do anything.
Put you
okay.
Back on hold.
Thanks.
Okay. All right. Yeah, when I see that hand up, I'm going to take the call.
Yeah.
Okay, I see the 937. We're going to go ahead and take 937 next. So here you go. 937?
Hi, this is Sandy.
Hi, Sandy.
Sandy.
I was wondering if you could tell me anything about the love life. Do you see anything going to happen?
There's something very, very close. Is there someone right now that you're actually kind of on that borderline between a relationship and friendship type of thing?
Well, no, not really.
Because
I see that I talk to all the time. Now it might be him.
Because I definitely see something really close. You as far as relationships, if it's not the person that you're thinking of right now, I think within the very near future, and I would say probably within a week or two, I actually see you maybe have the possibility of meeting someone. But I do see it starting off as a friendship type of thing and then going more towards a relationship, which I think relationships are always best if they start on a friendship basis first and then work towards an actual relationship. But I do definitely see something very close to you.
Wow. Okay. So does it seem like one that'll last, you know, is it going to be like that true love and, you know, lasting relationship?
Well, in order for a really... It's funny because a lot of times I'll see splashes of color, and I'm actually seeing pink really vividly, which pink is definitely the color for love. But with relationships, you really have to – it's a lot of work and a lot of dedication. So in order to make it that lasting relationship, you will have to
– Okay, well.
I see The thing I'm getting from your guides is expect the unexpected.
Expect the unexpected.
Appear when it's going to happen, and when you meet that person, it's going to be wow. That'll be it. But I think it's right on the money with the friendship thing. But you're definitely going to lock eyes, and there'll be a little something there that you'll want to follow. So.
Oh wow! That sounds fantastic.
Yeah, but just be patient. You know, there's no timeline for this stuff. It's when you're fated to meet that person and when you've really opened your soul to the possibility of real love. Because some people say they want it, but then when the time happens, they remember all the past hurts and they'll kind of run off from it. So, you know, really be open to the possibility and then invite that into your life and then let go and let God, you know, and then the rest will take care of itself.
Yeah, I've been single for quite a while, and what it is I've just been really thinking now that, it's time for me to enjoy life and have someone to share everything with and, you know, just go with the flow. I mean, I don't care about getting, you know, I'm not the type that wants to get married today, tomorrow, a year from now. You know, that doesn't matter to me. As long as we get along and have fun and just go with the flow with whatever happens. With feelings and stuff, so that sounds good. Well, thank you very much. I enjoy that. That sounds good. Gives me something to look forward to. I'll have to call you back and report in.
Okay. We'll look for that, Sandy.
Okay. Thank you very much. Have a great evening.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Hey, we briefly lost our guest. Her microphone locked up, and I was able to get it back. So, Brenda, are you still with me?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, I was sitting there, and all of a sudden your mic went turned off, and I'm going, I didn't do that.
my phone dropped, so I quickly called you back.
Oh, that's why I was like, oh, what the heck? Okay, glad to have you back, and we have got a full board here, so we've got 25 minutes, and all these callers on. So we're going to speed it through. We'll try to limit it to maybe one or two questions. So we'll take it in the order from the top. I've got 267-707 area code and 847, and we'll take it in that order. So here we go. 267, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
Fine, how are you?
Fine. I'm 30 years old and still pure. Talking to this female, I met a couple of times online. Do you see us going anywhere as far as this talk goes is concerned?
I'm sorry, what was your question again?
So I'm 30, I'm still pure, and I want to know, as far as we talk to this female that's in ministry, do you see the conversations going any farther than this conversation, or is this that?
You're asking a question about a ministry that you're trying to go into?
No, she's in a ministry.
Yeah, a ministry.
Talking to her. Now, do you think we're going to meet and start dating? I mean, where do you see that going?
Brenda, are you able to understand it?
So there's someone that you're interested in, and you're wanting to know if that's going to actually end up as a relationship?
Yeah.
I'm not getting a very, very strong feeling from this particular relationship. I do see someone around you in the near future, but I don't think that it's this person that you're actually thinking about right now. There's some issues surrounding this particular person that may not make it a very healthy relationship for you, but I definitely see someone.
What is going on?
I'm just seeing some things with this particular person that they may be going through an emotional time on their own, or maybe they need to be dedicated more to themselves and not to an actual relationship. But I do see the possibility of someone in the future. Maybe towards the end of this year, I actually see that possibility. But I would definitely keep kind of working on yourself and just kind of keep in line with the things that you're looking for in a relationship and keep your focus there. And I think eventually you will find that right person.
I'm going to stop it there because we've got other callers, so we're going to have to continue.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thank you. And, sorry I had to cut him off because these readings, boy, they can go on. So
yeah.
847, you're on the air, almost on the air. Here we go, 847.
I'm almost on the air, John.
You're almost on the air.
It's briefly.
You're almost there now.
I'm almost there now.
Wait for it to get there. Hello, my dear. How are you doing?
I'm great. I'm wonderful. And I'm going to keep this short. See, I heard all these people getting these relationship readings, and we all know that I've been single since the beginning of time, so I'm just curious.
All right.
Is there any end in sight to the single life I lead? And if the answer is no, I'm okay with that.
You know, honestly, it feels like you're very comfortable with being single. You're very comfortable with being on your own. I'm seeing you more of a friendship type of person where you're actually more happy just with having a really strong friendship with someone. There's definitely an opportunity out there for you for a relationship, but I'm kind of seeing a lot of comfort around you with actually being alone. So you kind of have to take that into perspective as well, because maybe you're actually happier being by yourself. And being involved with somebody may, or being in a really strong relationship may actually kind of limit you a little bit in the freedom that you have with being by yourself. But I see a lot of friendships around you, if that actually makes sense.
All of that makes sense, yeah. The life that I lead is, he would have to be, really accepting of the fact that I just like to travel and help people. But yeah.
Right. So maybe that will kind of limit you in that independence if you were actually in a relationship. I mean, I firmly believe that everything does happen for a reason. And if you're actually happier with the life that you lead, then maybe that's the direction that you're actually going is more into that single life, but with some really strong friendships around you.
Cool. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
That was awesome. You have a wonderful evening.
Thank you,
okay.
You too.
Thanks a lot,
Leafly. Bye. Talk to you later.
Okay, see you later. She's a sweetheart. She's I've known her for quite some time, and she's going to find that person. I can feel it. So let's see. We've got area code 484, and I see the 707 still out there with his hand up, so we may get back to him. We may have enough time, but I'm trying to manage our time wisely, so 19 minutes remaining. So here we go. 484, you are now on the air.
Hi.
Hi. Who
is Hi. That? My name is Anna.
Hi, Anna.
Hi, Anna. Hi. Basically, I would like to know a time frame when you see this gentleman, Chris, contacting me by phone and wanting to have a deep discussion about things.
I'm seeing a lot of hesitance on his part. There's a lot of untruthfulness around him, a lot of kind of game playing that I'm feeling.
Right.
I don't really feel him being the one to actually pick up the phone and contact you. You may actually have to be the one to contact him if there are issues or things that you actually do need to discuss with him, because I do feel a lot of hesitance on his part. And that's having to do with this really strong kind of untruthfulness that's around him. And it might be actually best for you right now that you're not in contact with him, because I do feel some things around you that you're actually working through, and it may just cause more upset on top of that if you were to be in contact with him. But I definitely don't feel him actively contacting you.
Okay. So it's probably the end of the road for us then, me and him?
I feel a lot of it. Actually, I'm getting a very negative feeling around him, so it might actually be best for you that he's not in contact with you. Your life is probably better without that connection with him.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel the word fear on him. He seems to be scared.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a not wanting to face his own feelings kind of thing. So he's
okay.
Just pushing it to the side, and it's not the kind of relationship you deserve. So
right, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly.
All right, well, thank you for taking my call.
You're
okay,
very
you're
welcome.
Welcome.
Good luck to you.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have a new caller from 916 area code. I'm going to go ahead and take that, and here we go. You're on 916. This is John and Brenda. Who have we got here?
Hi, my name is Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
Hi, Johnny.
I was just trying to get a feel for where my career is going in the future. I've been in the same profession for about 25 years, and wondering if I should make a change or stick with what I'm doing.
Are you involved in law enforcement by any chance?
No.
Okay. For some reason, I'm getting kind of a law enforcement feeling around you. I definitely feel that maybe a career change would be good for you. I'm kind of feeling this feeling of you kind of feel stagnant right now. Like there isn't anything moving or changing around you. And it would probably benefit you to kind of move forward a little bit and find something different in life. It feels like you're kind of reaching for something new. And I definitely think if you were to focus on making a change, to focus on doing something a little bit different, that opportunity will somehow find its way to you. But I definitely do see that it would benefit you to actually make a change.
Should I try to pursue it, or is it going to come to me? Something I should pursue?
I'm feeling a little bit of both. I'm feeling that definitely you need to put some energy out there to pursue it. And then I do feel that it will come to you eventually, but there is going to be a little bit of work on your part as well.
All right. Thank you.
You're very welcome.
You're going to really need to be clear on what you want. That's the key to this. And, you know,
hello?
Hey, John?
Hello?
Hello?
I'm still here.
On here. I think we lost John.
Okay, well, thanks for your help.
Oh, you're very welcome. You're very
All
welcome.
Right.
My pleasure. I'm not sure what happened to John. John, are you still out there?
Okay. Brenda, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
I got cut off. I was sitting there talking, and I heard a little click, and the next thing you know, I was off the air. So anyway, is our caller still on? I guess he disappeared. Okay, I see that's gone.
Yeah, that's what happened to me, too, is that when you lost me, I was cut off also.
Yeah, well, anyway, he has to be really clear about what he wants to do.
Absolutely.
You know, his future and where he's going to go. And once that happens, then he'll be able to, kind of manifest that. There's a lot
right.
more personal, you know, it's not just what happens to us, it's what we put out there for the universe, because believe it or not, we have a lot of choice in where we go. You know, it's not all, again, it's not all destiny. There's a lot of there's a lot of things that you agree on in the mission of your life, but goodness gracious, you've got to kind of be clear on what you want, and nobody hands you a book and says, here's what your life's going to be, so I think anything's possible, but I see a 510 out there, and, okay, wait a minute, we've had that one on, and the hand's not up, what am I doing here? So we've got 12 minutes free time here, and if anybody does want to call in for one last, a couple of readings, the number is 646-478-0377, and so since I threatened to do this, and we've got 12 minutes remaining and no callers, I am going to go ahead and ask for my reading.
I was afraid that you were going to do that.
Let's see. The changes, I'm just going to ask a basic question.
Okay.
Changes I'm making in GRI, my paranormal team, and the changes that are going on for the coming year that I've kind of planned, what do you see ahead for that? Because I've made some pretty firm changes, and although I haven't communicated them, I feel pretty clear about where I'm going.
I definitely feel a very, very, there's a lot of strength around those changes. You're going to have to be very firm and stick with how you feel, because I do see the opportunity to be persuaded a little bit to go back to the way things were before, if that makes any sense. You're going to have to really stay firm on the direction that you want to go. But I see a lot of success with that if you stay focused and stay strong with that direction. There's definitely a lot of success around you with what you're doing. With you, John, I think you'd be successful with anything that you actually put your mind and energy into. But I definitely see you being very successful with your plans and with your what you're wanting to do.
Yeah, you're right. It could be easy to slip back, and I decided to get more forceful. And now that I'm, you know, feeling up and I am feeling better, it's going to be, we're going to do some new things. We're going to do something that no other paranormal team is doing. And, you know, me and Spencer are working out some of the details. Spencer Hughes is on my team. So we're working on that. And the bottom line is we're going to mix two disciplines together that ordinarily would not be mixed together. So we're going to try this thing out and see how it goes. But anyway, you know, we have time for one more, and I do see a caller, so I'm going to end my reading, and I appreciate that because it's right on the money. So we have a 405 area call. Yeah, can't even say the word. Cannot say the words. Here we go. Okay. Area code 405. You're also on the air. And who do we have here? You're on the air 405. Hello?
Hello there.
Hello?
Yes. Yeah,
hello. I'm calling because I don't know if you know anything about animals, or it's just that I have some animals who have issues with, you know, just they don't get along with people.
Yeah,
okay.
What's your name, by the way?
Sarah.
Okay, Sarah, good to meet you. So you've got some animals that are challenged with people.
Yes.
What do you want to know about them?
I just want to know how I can help them get along with people. I mean, they're good animals.
Are these dogs that you're working with?
Yes.
Okay. I would actually maybe suggest getting in contact with a trainer. I know that there's some very good dog obedience or dog trainers out there that can help you with socializing and helping you with kind of getting dogs used to being around other people. But I would definitely recommend getting in touch with someone like that who can help you with obedience and training.
Do you think it's something that I'm doing that's making them antisocial? That's why I'm calling.
I think that if you were actually in contact with someone on a professional level who can kind of mediate that and let you know if it's something that you're doing, I think that would actually be your best course with that. Because they can mediate you in that direction and see if there's anything that you do need to change.
One thing I do know is that most dog owners don't truly know how to run a pack. And that's something that, like the Dog Whisperer, for example, is so adamant about. And, you know, Brenda's right on. It really takes somebody like that to kind of teach you how to handle your animals and understand their point of view. And once you understand how they think, you can relate to them better, and you can all speak the same language. And I think that's what, you know, you're trying to, you know, find out. And sure enough, if that's the case, you know, you do need that training to be able to go to their level and communicate with them and find out what it is they need.
Well, I'll work on that. Thank you.
Yeah.
You're very welcome.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we do it all on this show, you know.
Yes. Yes, we do.
But anyway, we've got 6 minutes remaining. You know, I really hope we get you back on. You've done great here tonight, Brenda.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, I've had a great time. And thank you so much for coming on and rescuing
Absolutely.
Me. Yeah, I don't think I could have done near the amount of readings that I normally could in the condition I am. Like, I had to take that break there for a few minutes to take care of my needs. But,
absolutely,
you know,
my pleasure. Any time, I would be more than happy to come on. This has been a lot of fun.
Well, you did great. You read everybody. You handled yourself well. You should feel proud. I mean, you did a great job. So. The audience,
you
had to be happy, and all the callers were doing great. You know, you fielded them all well because you never know what's coming in the door. You never know.
Absolutely.
Show.
Absolutely.
But anyway, we are, let's see, we've got 5 minutes remaining, and I am going to try to do a show tomorrow. You know, we're probably, if I feel better, I'm going to try my hand at a little bit of reading work and some general fun. So we'll try to have a fun show tomorrow. So if I feel up to it, great. If not, we're going to cancel because, you know, if my body says no, that's the end of that. So we'll play that one by ear. The following week, we'll get back more on a normal schedule, and you'll see me popping around a little bit more. I am going to be out Monday. My father is in surgery on Monday, so I'll ask for prayers. He's going in for a tumor removal on Monday, so I'm going to be off work and at a hospital. Hopefully we'll be out of there in a relatively short time and have him for his overnight stay in the hospital. So prayers accepted gracefully and in great quantity here for our household here. And let's see, any other business coming up? You saw the GRI stuff, and if you are on Facebook, you can find us out there. You can type Ghost Rider Paranormal, and you'll see our group out there, and you can join that. And I hope to get Scott Wise and the guys over at GHI. I want to get them on the show again sometime soon. So I'm putting a little bug in their ear to get them out there. I do see a caller. We've got four minutes remaining, and I'm going to just grab that real quick. You better make it quick, 916. I see you out there. So we got you.
I just wanted to call and say what a great show you have, and I just wanted to call and say, should I continue on my career path or should I change it?
I definitely would say to continue on. It feels like there's a lot of work around you. You've got some pursuing to do, but I would definitely stay in the direction that you're going. I see a lot of positive around you. There's some really great energy around you right now. So I'm actually seeing that maybe things may seem a little dark or frustrating right now, but I see that there's definitely something coming towards you in the future that is positive in the same direction that you're right now. So I think you're definitely going in a good direction.
Yeah.
Okay.
The words I get with you is underappreciated creativity. And you need to think out of the box with maybe some new directions. So
okay.
You may have to break a few rules to get where you want to go. So,
I'm not worried about doing that.
Yeah, I kind of get that feeling with you, but just be courageous and show no fear. Because if
okay.
you don't believe in yourself, nobody else will.
You got
Absolutely.
It. Thank you.
All right.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay, we've got 2 minutes remaining. Oh, boy. And I am starting to fall apart here on you guys. So we're going to go ahead and thank you, Brenda, for being on. I'm going to play our bumper music and send us all off in style. I'll do the read-off here of all our guests out in chat. So we have, oh, my goodness, my browser is acting up. Here we go. We've got Alan from Ghost Radio, Brian Watley. We've got Claire Normal, Daniel Adam, Denise in Florida, Dominica More. Frank is with us. We got Garden Hawk, Gerber, Daisy TM, all the guests out there. I see you. Jeannie Marie, Mother Jerry, Nanessi, right there. Priestley Marie, she called in. Roddy Orr and Scott Wise of GHI. So, anyway, thank you to all of you. And Brenda, thanks for calling in and doing this again. Anytime you want, we'll put you on.
Anytime. This is a lot of fun, John. I thank you for the opportunity.
Okay. Well, with that said, this is. Soul Stream, we've gotten through another show, and we'll be back here next week, and we'll see you then. And this is Ghost Rider Paranormal Soul Stream, signing off. Bye now.
Coming to you live from the Haunted Studios here in Shingle Springs, California, you're listening to Ghost Rider Paranormal Radio.
Troops is filmed on location with a man of the Imperial Forces. All suspects are guilty, period. Otherwise, they wouldn't be suspect, would they?
Guitar.